Dorsey will return to Gate City today. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 15th of October, 1913, page 15, column 4. Solicitor and his assistant will devote rest of week to Leo M. Frank case. Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey is due to arrive at 7:35 o'clock this morning, and it is said will devote the remainder of the week to work in Atlanta on the reply to the plea of Leo M. Frank for a new trial. Mr. Dorsey, with E.A. Stevens, his assistant, has been in Valdosta for over 10 days studying the situation, and during that time has been in consultation with A.H. Hensley, one of the 12 men who convicted Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan, and who, the defense charged, had expressed bias in the matter before he became a juror. Various affidavits replying to the attack on juror Hensley are understood to be in the possession of the solicitor, who believes that Frank is not entitled to a new trial and who has been devoting many hours of the day to his reply. Whether or not the solicitor will be ready when the motion is called by Judge L.S. Roan at 10 o'clock Saturday morning is yet unknown. In Valdosta, Mr. Dorsey stated that he could not say whether or not he would be ready. It is understood that he has some final work to carry out following his return to Atlanta, and that this will occupy him for at least 2 days. Page 23, column 4. Professional cards, P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell, Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Dorsey, Brewster, Howell, and Herman, attorneys at law. Offices, 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210 Kaiser Building, Atlanta, GA, Long Distance Telephone 3022, 3024, and 3025 Atlanta, GA.